in king, kuli star miskaya puma dechad itself. The whole star is hinging is miskayim is going to be standing based on the basis of this one Yisrael. And so, what's the problem with that? Even the problem is that that's true of that. So, what's wrong with that? So, the second gosh, I think, if it's all hinged on one Yisrael, so it's 100 to 0. It's in violation of the formal rule of 50-50. What? Another problem you can raise is if it's all hinged on one person, you don't have a second layer of you don't have to add in their mother, because you only have a two agents. But that one fact, that those are three, yields the true problem. Yeah.
So the whole thing idea about the fact that you don't have the Nemanus on two, right? So, and then the way we suggest you could try to answer that is that it's just a clear sakos of you, right? It's a chilik, right? That shouldn't make any difference, because don't we pass the lodash sheen in time to draw?
Let's come to that. Let's go in a different order, though. We'll come to that, because the Tosu Rashi is going to raise... Let's just talk a little bit about the Rashba, and let's talk about the Tosu Rashi. Oh, thank you so much.
They have.
The whole thing hinges on this one Jewish, the one Yisrael aid. We rely on him for everything. So the first approach was here at 3 dogs. No! He's still the kosher in our Torah. Kusi could be the right to kosher. The Gary Emes Ninu. Kosher Ham Chachamim. And only Dindra Abanim. They are Jewish. Midra Abanim, we say, you know, they're Jewish. We might not accept them as witness. We're Choshish. But it's still a concern. So Chazal made Dindra Abanim to accept them, but they never hinted that Dindra Abanim, in case we have some sort of proof.
There's some element of proof. It doesn't have to be a real full. If you have a little bit of a support, then the whole thing doesn't apply. If you go back to saying that the two guys are kosher, the whole Dindra Abanan, the possible proof, you would never introduce it. And then the Rashi gives another answer. What does he say?
Oh, near the Taurus to be much as irrational life. Now, Rainey explained before that in the Beloza, the whole town is going to Beloza, but inside the Beloza, it's awesome. There are masters here. Love is a good nuts. I don't know if the Grand Mountain is going to be called off at all. I just need to know a little piece of the code. Social and the aim to keep the two game at school. They basically keep getting, because they might not keep all the details. This is revealing the fact. That's not related. You don't need all the rules related. It's not a problem. So what does that mean? It sounds like he's saying more about that background, like a background information or side information. The fellow who works the cancer for Gerald is on the 104th floor of the World Trade Center. You have to make sure that the guy who shows up to do the halitza is talking as the brother of the maid. So we have found out that this person is talking is the brother of the maid from his father's side. Okay. And the Gemara says, what do you mean Ishtimon Anuhi? We have determined. What do you mean determined? How? It's a little bit like a Mikra Zomer Darshani. What do you mean? Just say.
Why do I have all the rules of Aedas? Probably the last Halitza. The Gemara says, it's a kilu milta bi'alma. That's why. Kilu milta bi'alma. Well, what does that mean? The different show with different approaches. Look, the Rambam, they say here, there's so many different approaches of dealing with it. Obviously, it's just milta people is a leek. The Rashi here seems to understand. The kilu milta bi'alma means, it's not the chalitza itself. This is like a symptom, like a side background information. And maybe even back information that already has some reason to believe it's true. So I'm just worried about all the little background details. I know the Kutta basically keep getting, I'm not sure if they keep this guy, this particular Kutta keeps those details. So for that type of background, the Kiyuli Milk Bialim just give you some facts. That's not really what the ages is about. Not to be made on the Chalitza. Just be made, and this guy, well, he probably is the brother, just need to make sure that he's talking to the brother. So in that case, this is a background detail that already has some information for the Rashi says, oh, then I don't, that's not real ages. That's just working on all the, dying all the eyes and crushing all the teeth, just giving me all the, working on all the background details. That's what it's called, Giloi Milsa Bialma. Oh, That's not really, that's not really, that's just the background fact. Oh, this is Zentarazba, then it's my question, why? And then, young Mr. Wiseman is doing some information, then it's my question, because I don't, it was based, I don't see that as like an agent, that his agent's fair for you, basically he was so sure, you just finished off the job, that's not called agent, because number one, we understand why you don't need one. And number two, question number two, we understand it's not really, it is 50-50. But he was basically kosher, just, you help complete the picture. Yeah.
According to the Rashi, then people who are not kosher, they're not kosher. They're not kosher. They're not kosher.
To be made for this.
Yes.
To be made in, that the kusi, the sign of the get, is really,
Okay.
So you made that the kusi sign of the get is really kosher.
Yeah, that's not a problem. Because this guy's also needed to actually be an eight on the get.
So you made that the kusi sign of the get is really kosher, right. The only thing is, or he needs anybody, for sure. Yeah, yeah.
What about a
buy and
cheap
that
Gili Das
Bob Milsa
to get
them?
Yeah.
And
this
is Gili Das,
times
it's
okay. So that's Gili Das, this is Gili Milsa. They're probably not the same thing. They both mean that this Lobsin's have the word Gili in them. But there may be some connection. There may be some connection in terms of background data. Yeah,
but
obviously
this
has to be
two different
terms, and then I'm going to tell you about. Good, yes. Are you shy?
The Raj was presenting, the Raj's preamble, his preamble, was, well, it's opposite.
We know that they basically keep getting. We're not sure about that. Every little detail, they keep all the detail.
It's not good if we don't have the explanation, right? Right. But this brother, the Chalitza, Istam is okay. The only thing is, the question is, is he extra? He's not extra without the other ed that's right there.
You
can't have
it. So,
how can you compare the
thing? The
higher
that he's the brother, the guy shows up.
Istam, Kuti, Istam is not good.
One second.
If someone shows up and says, I'm sorry, you're a person, right? But if someone shows up, I'm a brother, okay, you're the brother.
No. Why?
We're all brothers. No, but seriously. But seriously, a guy shows up and says that he's the brother. I don't know, but he says he's the brother, it's very nice. There is a halakha, maybe what you're thinking of is the following.
Yeah. Somebody
comes
always to
the
right?
You
give him a
kid,
you
know.
Sure
no. You sure that? Right? Abishai is making a good point. That by the kusi, we always think, look, the kusi is assumed to be possible, and now I'm flipping to be kosher, whereas by the brother, at the very least, it's open. He's not. We're not assuming that he's not the brother. We just probably he says he's the brother, and it's open ended.
So put Rashi and Tosfos together.
That's exactly what the Rashi was saying, Avishai. You're exactly that's what the Rashi was saying. He says you have to understand that the Kusi is not so far off either, because he says he explained a couple of paragraphs earlier that it is achzok. There's no case that the assumption was that they did keep din. They didn't just divorce with verbal or something. They basically kept din, but they didn't always keep those details. That's important. But they're in the parsha. So the question is, is this Kusi one who keeps all details of get, or one who doesn't keep all details? Lo b'kin. Right. No, so that's why, and that's what you're saying. It's not lafochoto from one to the other. It's
so what's the difference between a Kusi and a regular thread?
No, because the regular Israel is a chesed tasha.
What?
No, you need two people for two aid, but I don't need to be machshir you as an aid. I don't have to prove that you're a kosher aid. Lama?
But the lechuti, it's okay, but you knew only the sex. That's why it's not a big deal that they try to share. So you're
taking
a regular.
Yeah, okay, good, but I'll tell you nafkimina. Nafkimina is going to be by shtari mamon. Because by shtari mamon, one kusi is not acceptable because I need someone to make that he's kosher. But by pre-Israelim, I hear you saying, but this is by Shtar Mamon, you see nothing. I don't need any halacha unless I have a reason to believe that he's a gazman. But Stam Yisrael is assumed to be kosher. Stam kusi is assumed to be on the edge. You're right. He's not assumed to be possible, he's assumed to be suffering. Like a brother, guy says he's a brother. I don't know if he is, I don't know if he isn't. But just to close up the brother discussion, Gemara in Kiddushin says, how do you ever know who's related to anybody?
Mm-hmm.
Torah says that if you slap your father and you make him bleed, you're chayav misa. Now, you know it's the father. The Pesukim talk about giving misa if a person has relations with his sister, with his aunt. So how do you know? You never know for sure. How do you know for sure that you can never physically know for sure, unless you have DNA, so they did do DNA testing.
You could do
right, okay, right. That's true. But anything that's father based, you cannot say the Shas Matan Torah there was no DNA testing. So there's no way to know for sure that this is his father. Right, so how do you ever assume Avos? And how about Yerusha? All sorts of dinim. I tell you, paralyzed. Paralyzed. They're going to say no. Because people act for 30 days like they're related. People show up in town and they seem to be, they're acting as though they're related, acting as though they're husband and wife, acting as though they're parents and child. And that's the way they've carried on since they came into the community. They've been here for 30 days, and they're mukhzak to be the way they seem.
We killed Beit Machazaka.
Avram managed it.
We killed Beit Machazaka.
Yeah? So the guy says, exactly what the Gemara says. We think the Gemara wants to be very dramatic about this. So the Gemara says, Soklin v'sorfra l'chazaka. We will give skill and strength based on the power of that chazaka. That, again, the word chazaka means different things in different places. Hearing means exactly. Hearing means the presumption that's created by the fact that a person acts a certain way for a period of time. Is a presumption. It could be that they're not related, but chances are, very strong chances are,
no
that they're related.
It was
no
29
time.
Days.
What?
29 days. They went to the city and act like husband and wife were, like, what's the 30 days?
Right, yeah, there has to be some kind. I think, I'm not sure, I think the dinner is only for 30 days.
Only for 30 days?
Yeah.
Every
28
hours.
One foot in and one foot out.
You
want
to be kicked out?
No, it's one foot in, one foot in, one
foot out. I'm going to ask that question.
No, Rebbe, that wasn't the question.
That was definitely a new one. No one has asked before that ever since I got leave. Certainly not because, he asked the Shaila right. There's a Gemara says in Bava Basra, you find the bird more than 50 yamas away from a. If it's within 50 yamas of a shovach, of a dovecote, where the birds live, private birds, privately owned birds live, you assume it probably belongs to that owner. If you find it more than 50 yamas of any shovach, then you can assume that Tefka, you can keep it. And so I think Rav Yirmiyahu is the one who asks, well, if you find a bird and it has 1 foot inside and 1 foot outside. And for that they asked him, so why? So why did they ask him to leave? You see, they were kind of right. He did it a number of times. So, I don't think it's that, probably it could be he's just like getting the way of having a healthy stock of diet.
Because
he's asking too many what
Ouch.
Ouch. I don't know.
Now we don't have an answer. Now we don't have an answer.
I have a higher opinion of Amariah. I don't know about you.
Anywho,
you don't think
so we have the Tarasus that called Kusi, Kasher Mapera, the Tarasus of the Rashba, the Hakshara Kusi. But the terrorist of the Rajva is that even though the Kusi might be possible, et cetera, potentially, but still, the master animal is not such a big deal to the Gilgamesh and the Yam. Along with the Tesla. And then, you look at the Tesla Rush, the Tesla Rush opens things up to opens the window to a whole new way of thinking.
I think most people have a Tesla Rush. I think those who do not. What time was that? In the morning? Okay. Evidently it's in the sheet to give out last week.
It goes to us?
That should...
It's in the sheet, in the one sheet that we give another one after.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Ah, yeah, from the previous... Ilad the Kusi Chavah will have a Machtu Le Tabe. Must be the Kusi Chavah. The Tensis that I thought was asked last week. Tamer came to Tanku and Zorah. The whole thing hinges on the fact that there's one Jew inside. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Whoa, you push
something. If there's Yesh, Sharon, and Mitan, the Masha, Tricha, Tomer, Shneidim, Lav, Mishum, the Chaz, Chash, and Vashikra. You see, even here, the fact that some want to say, Yesh, Sharon, some want to say, Moshe and Aaron, their brothers, are not believed. What, you think they're lying? No! So that's the rule. The rule is, we have to have two angels that relate to each other. If they relate to each other, it's the rule that they're possible. Because you think they're necessarily lying, sometimes, if my brother will be made, then I don't owe money to Daniel Atzel. But yeah, okay. You understand, maybe my brother has a certain bias in my favor. But number one, you have two brothers who are together the agent, it's already less of a bias issue. Or if my brother will be made on behalf of Daniel Atzel, then I do owe him money. Or the real Atzel, perhaps, we would be made that Daniel owes me money. I guess you're never sure how to buy it, but if there's two brothers, yeah, Shani and Shani. So Mo and Daniel will be married about Roe owing money to Yaakov Sigal. So it's already less of a buy. The two agents are related to each other. They're not related to the party. That's not much of a bias issue. And then we can work with even more. Moshe and Aaron. Moshe, Abed, Aaron, Akoin. You really think they're lying?
How far away
are they more likely to lie than two than me and Pierre? Probably not.
How far away?
Probably a lot less. What is like to lie? Elamite. This is a rule. Yeah. It's a rule that comes from Apostle. Well. Oh, good. So Pinchas is saying, let's hold on for a moment. So the Tosafot Rosh says that what? Tosafot Rosh says that to the fact you need two aidim is just the Gzeiras HaKasuv. It's the rule, you have to have two aidim. Not because of the, not that the Torah said you need to have the aidim of two aidim, it said you got to have two bodies. That was the U.S. before what happened to Rosh Hashim time to come. The question is, what's the nature of this din d'oraisa and you have to have two aidim? The point is, you have to, the Torah is trying to say you have to have that level of ne'amanus. If there's that level of certainty that comes with two aidim, in this case you don't have that certainty. No, the Torah says you got to have two bodies. Why is a good question. Maybe it's because it usually gives certainty, but what's the din that Torah is telling you? Torah says you have to have two aidim, or you have to have the ne'amanus of two independent aidim. So here he is not Selina. So here's the case, you have two bodies, but because one depends on the other, you only have the amount of one. You have two bodies, but the amount of one aid. So the Tosafot Rosh says, some want to say, you see from here, Yesh Lachar, what's the nature of Shnei Edim? So you see from here, says Tosafot Rosh, that it's only, purely, their custom. Not because they add, no, you just have to have two people. You just have to have two people. And then he says, well, how are you going to get out of it? How are you going to get out? How could you say otherwise? How could you say otherwise? What would you say? All the mothers of Chav Mukha. That's what you have this one guy. The whole existence is on one guy. He says, no, there's another way out of it. The other way out of it is, no, because here, all bets off, the whole thing's on the job on it anyway. But Tosafot says, in a case where it really is Min HaTorah, where really Min HaTorah is hinging on one guy, it's still an open question. So that's the added terror of the Tosafot Rosh. Possible terror. Tosafot Rosh is so we don't care about all this because bunions you're making the hinges, it doesn't matter. There's ain't system. You don't need the add that much to aid them. You just need two bodies. You need two movements. You need to add two aid them. Whether the two aids are giving me the superpowers that they normally do, or in this case they're not, it doesn't matter. Okay, so this, and obviously, Tosafot Rosh is saying, the other Rishonim could disagree. Other Rishonim could disagree. So who else talks about this? This is an interesting issue. How does Shnei Edim work? Who else talks about this? Rambam. Yeah, what does Rambam say? Fresh voice? What's that then? Good! Tadav! Bakasha! Cool? Bakasha the Rambam? No? You saw the Atar? Who is the Rambam? You saw the Atar? What? Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Love in general. What? Let's take a look together. Rather talking about halacha and nevuah. How do you know that the guy is? How do you know someone's a navi? There's a mitzvah in the Torah to listen to me. No, what a time since that Torah is to listen to the navi. Elav tishman. A navi tells you, hey Mike, go right now, get on the bus, wait for a bus downstairs, take a bus down to 125th Street, run three laps down the block, and take a bus back up. And then you have a fear of the right to do that right now. Exactly. So, if he tells you to do an Aveira, also. He tells you today you do a Chal Shabbos. If he tells you forever to Mechalasa, you can't make any permanent changes. You can't say to worship Avodah Zarah, but any other temporary change, you listen to Navi. Anyone?
You have temporary. Let's say he says the next 10 weeks job.
That would be considered temporary. And it's not permanent change at all.
Or a Shabbos is off for 100 years. So
Sorry? Yes, sir.
The question is,
so how do you know the guy's
doing
nothing? The guy who knows he's on the train, it tells you he's a nothing.
They love
Tishmon.
Oh, the
Rambam says no. You have to be away.
There's a proof.
But the method of certification. What's the method of certification? So he explains that you ask him to predict the future. And if he predicts the future very accurately, with all the details, multiple times, then eventually you realize that the guy is surreal. And he explains it has to be that he really makes it makes sense. It makes sense that he's a Navi. He goes and says, look how Osa Osa Movis Navi knows stuff. The guy in the train, no matter how many Osas mostly he does, you're not to believe him. I see a person who's a Chacham, who's a Balmigos, who's a refined person, and you talk a Chacham, and you think that he's a revival candidate, and then Taki proves it. Shishai. But then he says, at the very end of Parashat Shavuot, the Epsher, 5 lines off the bottom, the line begins with Epsher. The Epsher she asked to owe some Mopis, but ain't a Navi. A Kubi will do a Mopis, he's not a Navi. The Zera owes the Eshel's Vaughn to God. Somehow he managed, something going on, some fishy business, he managed to fool you. Afa Pichay Mitzvah L'shmola. You still have your Mitzvah to listen to him, until you realize he's a phony. Hold the Adam Gadalu, the Chacham Roy L'Nabula. He seems to be a great man. He seems to be a wise Talmud Chacham fit for Nevuah. Ma'amid Mosol Chavkasim. You assume that that's what he is. Shebekach Nistavinu. That's how we were commanded. Commotion Nistavinu. Lachsach Hadin. Al Pishnei Edim Cherim. We were commanded to Paschim based on 2 Edim Cherim. Avri Shahed Yishayim to the Shaker. Akubin Elohim. Baholuk Cherim Him Etzleinu. Ma'amid Mosol Al Kashrusad. Since, as far as we know, there aren't people, the rule is that you listen to them. And then he goes on to say even more explicitly. In the 8th parak, he develops the following idea, which is important Ashkafa, and it has the importance for Hilchos Eidos also. He says like this. He says, how do you know? Look, trick? Hey, look at the trick. I don't get the trick. Just because the guy does tricks, you can believe that he's a Navi? So Rambam goes on to explain that we believe in the Nevuah Moshe. We believe in Moshe because Mama has seen that it was a mass experience of millions of people.
Why didn't you before that?
Very good. He says, point that that's why the Chakosh Bavu says to Moshe Reinu, the Gam B'chay Amiru La'olam, at the occasion of Mama Arsina. Moshe Rabbeinu had done Otsus and Mosin before, which was somewhat convincing, but real belief that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to come from Mama Arsina. And then he says, why do we leave any other Navi? Just because there's an Otsus and Mosin. Because in the Chumash, in the Nevuah Moshe, which you now have much greater basis to believe in, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, believe in a Navi under the following circumstances. Nimseisa Omer. Here, Nimseisa Omer. It's bound in the second column, Parashat. Nimseisa Omer, and Allah Habib. She called Nabi Shayyamul Acha Moshe Abeinu, a Nabi who arises after Moshe, Einan Aminim Boz Neha'ot Levado. We don't believe in him just because he did tricks. Some people do tricks, they're just tricky. Kaneki Yankee cannot ask the score. You could fool people with an Osim Ophes. There could be some sleight of hand, there could be Kishuv. Whatever Kishuv is, could be like that's what's going on. Kadei should nomar im yasa os nishma l'chol mashiyomer. We don't believe the Navi just because of his oath. Why do we believe him? Because that's ultimately fallible. Why do we believe him? Because he's a mitzvah shet tivonu Moshe b'Torah v'yamar im nafs an oath elav tishma. Because it says in the Chumash you believe the guy with an oath. The oath alone is not 100% reliable. That he doesn't know the fact that a person convinces a bunch of people that he walked on water, the fact that a person convinces a bunch of people that he turned water into wine, could be he didn't. Even if he did, that's not reason alone. That's not reason alone to believe someone, because tricks can be fake. Why do you rely on the trick? Because it says, this is critically important to help the Ezra both sides, because it says in the Chumash, if a Navi does, someone who appears to be Navi does X, Y, Z, does such an oath, then the rule is to believe him. Elav tishma. So why is that? It's important for Nevuah, it's important for Ezra. It's important for Nevuah, because it means, so once you recognize the fact that relying on an oath, that the Ryan tricks alone is not valid basis to alone believe in Navi, so it's only because it says in the Chumash, it's part, it fits into the rules of the Chumash. There are other rules in Chumash. The other rules in Chumash are that if a Navi comes and says he's getting rid of the Chumash, that's called Navi Shachar. It says in the Chumash, that's called Navi Shachar.
What if he temporarily gets rid of the rule that says he can't get rid of
the Chumash?
We'd rather keep that
class. It's a great question to ask at 2 o'clock. So if the Navi is going to come and say, he's going to turn water into wine, he's going to walk on the water, and he's going to say, and God told me that you can forget about Torah's Moshe, well, he no longer has the added power of saying, well, and I fit into what HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes in the Chumash. Because in the Chumash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes, if the Navi is contradicting the Chumash, then that's the Navi Sheker. It's the fair split in the Chumash. Master Shulchan, I believe. But it talks about the only reason why we can ultimately rely on the fact that Navi is doing miraculous things is because it says in the Chumash to believe someone does miraculous things. Mikey.
So then what does it mean when the Navi is like temporarily suspending a law of the Torah?
No, because built into the rules of the Chumash is that you cannot, a Navi cannot permanently uproot. You can't be Mashan of the Torah. So to permanently to change something is a Shino. If I was told in advance, the Chumash is not going to change his mind. Now Why is there a point? Why is there a point? the rule. It's not that you can say no for sure, than it's the rule. And that.
The big proponent kind of.
Okay. He's a big proponent of the study of Talmud.
Big proponent of the study of Talmud.
What's the subject of that? If your brother has a Shiloh, whether there's a sheer time in the draw, are you supposed to darshan the reasons for cooking? I think we spoke about it, right? But now, one idea. Right? The Torah says not to take away the, not to take a widow's clothing as a mashrim. So the Gemara has a machlok, if you kill not a mother, then how about a case for the reasons of the plot? Because this is not a plot to reason of the plot. I know the reason. The reason is, because she's poor, so comes to drop her every day, so poor mother's not. But because she's rich, the reason for the reason of the plot, and a rich our mother gives clothing as a mashrim. So Rav Shimon says, yes, darshina is time to grow. We doubt in the reason for the pasuk. If the reason doesn't apply, then it doesn't apply. And we found that the chachamim, we do not find that the pshirim, but the chachamim, the low darshinon finds the cross. And when it's not darshinon, what does that mean? Low darshinon the cross. The Rambam and Rambam both, Rambam definitely ended up in the Eli, I believe, makes it very clear that it doesn't mean that there's no value in learning time the cross. That is, it's not that slip of Torah to try to understand the reason for the mitzvah. It's very human knowledge of that. That's hashkafa. You understand the principles, the moral, ethical, religious principles of the halakha by of the Torah by looking at what's the rationale behind the mitzvah. What's the rationale? Once you learn all the din is, you learn the halakha, then you can look back, take a step back, look at the big picture, and what's the point of it all? So not everyone agrees, says the Rabbah, that time to cry is valuable chel of the Torah. Just that we possibly, it's not a drasha, what is that a shino time to cry? A drasha means something that regulates the application of the halakha. There's a common over in Zeir Shabbat, but I'm a thing that tells you when does the halakha apply, when does it not apply. It affects the halakha. So, we might know that Shina comes across and does not drush us. That's something they can regulate when the mitzvah applies, when it doesn't apply. But yeah, it's valuable, for sure. It definitely is valuable. But here, Rambam says, it's a valuable study to understand why Shina is important is true. But you have to realize, no one is not watertight, or we don't see it as being watertight. We see it as, this is what Torah says to do. And there's a reason for it. There's a good reason for it. It's so more reliable than one day, it's less reliable than three. It Torah says what you do. But not because, that's what the Machlon knows, that it's not because of the Rambam's not talking about the Torah. The Rambam is just saying that there's a rule. So that brings us back to the Tos Rosh. That's what Tos Rosh is suggesting. Right? That it's not because of the added, what's not the meaning of the Rambam, our sugya. It's not an added, it's not that, oh, you have to have the added amount of independent verification, and all kids don't have it, therefore, but no, there's a rule, you have to have two ways. So here you have two ways. I have two ways, you have to add the amount of two ways, it doesn't matter. It's a rule, you have two ways. And they might be lying. But the rule is, until proven liar, you have two ways. So that's what Tos Rosh is saying. And the Chiddush is agreed. The chiddush in Mitzvah Tav Kuf, Tav Gimel, which is a mitzvah about not relying on one egg, and he says, no! He says, what's the idea of the mitzvah? And then the chiddush stresses, the next page, if you make that into a copy, that the is taking issue with the Rambam. Yetzer lev ha'azam ra. Sometimes the people have the Yetzer up. Well, for all the guys, we go, you know, I might have to be a spirit coming up. I think, yeah, other than the top of the kosher. Man is a great, unbelievable topic. Well, it's a supreme topic. Well, you know, so the people are following. You shouldn't think that a topic will never do another day, even if it's a great, it's super topic, my education is going to do it. Ask, now what other than the other guys are going to be a person who was very honest for many, many years. Ain't even out here, it's not impossible. This our pace, my shaka ulai shia. You might go off the same there. It's a Gemara Brahman. Yochanan was a Kanazaro for decades. It was all about the Suki, when he was back in his 80s. It became a Suki. Or Hanani ben Azor, who was a Zabi Emmet, he learned the same Rahim. I believe it was his years. The Zabi Emmet, and then he turned around and became a Rabbi Shasta. Al Kay, Muroi, Bakasha, Adabra, Shalitma, Halev, Adab, Lara, Shaber, Alpid. You shouldn't rely on one person, because you never know if he's lying. I, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Bekim Haver, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Meir, doesn't matter. You never know. I think he had Enosh, but here's the mafia. He had Enosh, Rasha, the guy who's the defendant, who was trying, who was accused of the crime, is the lowest of the low. The Hameir, Chacham, goes to Saul. What they hated is the greatest of Chacham. Doesn't matter. We don't accept one age. However, the real time he even shining, I must say is, but he has two, Chazaka b'chol Beri Yisrael shall yaskim v'shnayim v'ar v'shaker. With the goal of Chazaka b'chol Zohar. But you have two, to want a chance to get two people, to two kosher Jews, to agree to lie. That his mother's saying out this Zohar, very beautiful. That's the first. But the Rebbe Makom says, the Rebbe Makom says, the Rambam says, the Rambam says, the what?
We will be touching this as you know, as well.
Do we?
Oh, yeah.